The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Where do you want me to put this pile of bedding?
What? Oh, good heavens, wait a minute, dear.
Hurry up, will you? I can't hold all this forever.
Why do you take so much at one time?
Never mind. Where do you want me to put them?
Oh, I don't know. Set them down. I can't find that big box I saved for those things. Set them down, dear.
Hello. Good morning. I'm off, but I guess you didn't hear me, so I just walked in.
Oh, hi, Eleanor.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, you can sit down and just watch us lose our minds if you want to.
Oh, I know what it's like to move.
Listen, I told Betsy to get off the school bus at your house this afternoon, Eleanor. I hope that's all right. We don't know where we'll be or what's what. Everything's all changed around.
Oh, I thought you were going out to stay at the Smiths for a couple of weeks or so.
No, dear, we are not. Last night, Barbara tells us. Harry's sister and her three children are coming to visit, so Barbara's... Oh, she was so embarrassed and felt terrible. She said Harry hadn't told her and all that, you know.
Well, really, wouldn't you...
Where do you want me to put these blankets?
I said set them down. I don't know what I did with the box I saved to put... Set them down.
No! Oh, boy. My arms are paralyzed.
Isn't that terrible of Barbara to tell you at the very last minute like this? I can't believe she didn't know Harry's sister was coming.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't believe a word of it. What I said was Harry decided, finally, that he didn't want us out there mooching off them for 2 weeks, so they had a row, and they rigged up that crazy story.
Yeah, perhaps so, but poor Barbara, she really did feel terrible, I'm sure. Anyhow, we're not going out there, and that's that. So let's forget about it now.
Well, what are you going to do? Where will you go?
I'm
going to
call hotels as soon as I get to the office, see what hotel wants all our rabbits and chickens and turtles and a dog and a baby.
The kennels wouldn't take anything but the dog, they said. They have no facilities for rabbits and chickens and turtles.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, I could take the turtles. I wish I could take all of you, but Fred's mother's with us right now.
Say no more. We understand. Somehow, by tonight, I'll find a roof to put over our heads.
Well, you want me to take the turtles?
No. We might as well all stay together.
Silly. There's the moving van. Oh, good. I'm glad they came early.
You're storing all your things until the new house is ready?
Oh, we have to. And I'm glad the moving van came early because we have to get all our stuff out before the van arrived from Cincinnati with all the Clayton's furniture. You know, the people who bought this place. And I was so worried that their furniture might arrive before we got ours out. You know?
Yeah, well, you can keep right on worrying because that van out there is from Cincinnati.
You know, when you only have so much money to spend for something, well, obviously you're going to try to get the best value you can for your money. And when you only have so much time to spend, well, the same sort of evaluation holds true. That's why so many people who are pressed for time rely on CBS News for their information about what's going on in the world. With CBS News, they know they're getting the news swiftly and comprehensively. All the news that's important for them to know. By listening to CBS News, they know they're getting something more as well. The seasoned judgments and critical understanding of some of the world's most distinguished reporters and newsmen go into the reporting of the news here at CBS. CBS newsmen do more than rattle off the headlines. They sift out the trivial, put the important news into perspective, present a balanced news picture, a picture that makes the news make sense. Yes, you can depend on CBS News.
Now, put that table right down on the sidewalk, please. Just put it right down. You are not going to bring it into the house.
Look, lady, I got my orders.
Well, I don't care anything about your orders. I still have my furniture in the house, and if you start bringing the Clayton's furniture in, it'll be all mixed up, and when my movers arrive, they won't know which is which. We'll have a terrible time.
Look, lady, have a heart, will you? I had my orders to dump this van load in this house, pick up another small load at Payson City, and start back to Cincinnati tonight.
Well, I can't help it. You're not bringing anything of the Claytons into the house until I get mine out.
Well, when's that going
to
be?
I told you. My husband went down to the drugstore to phone the moving company here in town and find out.
I can't wait all day. Mac, Joe, start taking stuff out and just put it in the yard here.
I don't think you should start doing that until we're out. I just know their furniture will get mixed up with ours somehow. When my movers start taking ours out,
they're... Sorry, lady. We can't wait all day.
Well, nobody is asking you to wait all day. I'm just asking you to wait until my husband gets back from phoning at the drugstore. You see, our phone was disconnected since we were moving out, and he had...
Isn't that your husband running up the street now?
Oh, yes, yes, it is. What did you find out, dear? Well, now, don't run. You're going to be all hot and sticky, and you'll feel terrible going to work. What did you find out, dear?
Well, what did you find out, pal?
Well, they can't come.
Who can't come?
The moving company can't come.
What do you mean they can't come?
Look, they can't come today. They told me three of their trucks have broken down. They're way behind schedule. They tried to phone, they say, but of course our phone was disconnected. And
well, that's not my fault. The phone company insisted on disconnecting. You mean they aren't coming at all?
They can't come today. He said the earliest they could promise was Friday, for Pete's sake.
Friday?
Yeah.
The furniture is here today.
Well, I know that. I know that, for heaven's sake.
I asked you 3 weeks ago. I said, now make sure that moving company gets out here Tuesday, September 16th. And you said.
Yeah, I called them. I had it all arranged.
I told you. I said, now make sure. Make sure.
I did make sure. What I said to the guy.
Come on in the house.
Well, all right.
Come on in the house.
Well, I would ordinarily, but there's no point in hashing it over inside. If your moving company's got 3 trucks broke down, that's 3 trucks broke down and not much you can do about it. And there's no sense lacing into your husband. It ain't his fault.
I was not going to lace into my husband, as you put it.
It sounded like it to me. That's the way my wife sounds when she starts on the warpath.
Well, I am not on the warpath. I certainly think I have a right to be somewhat upset.
Well, look, there's nothing I can do about it.
So try calling some other moving companies here in town and see.
I did. I called 4 of them. It's all there are. 3 of them said, not a chance on a notice like this. And the 4th guy said, when I said, could they come out right away, he just laughed at me.
Well, what are we going to do?
That's what I like to know. I was saying to your wife here, I got to unload, then pick up another small load at Payson City and start back to Cincinnati tonight.
Oh, golly, I don't know. What are those guys doing?
Moving the Clayton's furniture out onto the grass.
Well, look, you can't do that.
I got my orders. I'm supposed to unload that furniture this morning.
To begin with, the letter from the Clayton said you wouldn't arrive with the furniture until noon.
Well, I made good time last night. There wasn't much traffic. I drove all night, and here I am. So?
Oh, really, dear?
Well, I'm going to help the guys unload. You two figure out what you want to do. But as soon as we get everything out of that van, I'm going to start putting it in the house.
Yeah, no, wait a minute.
I got my orders.
Oh, that's all he keeps saying. He's got his orders.
Well, I suppose he does. We got to figure out something.
I'll say we do. It looks like rain on top of everything else.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice thing to have the Clayton's furniture piled in the front yard and then a downpour comes along and drenches it.
Hey, why don't we have all these guys bring our furniture down from upstairs and put the Clayton's furniture all upstairs?
Well, how does that solve anything?
No.
The Claytons will be here today or tomorrow with their 4 children and all our furniture still jammed into the downstairs.
Wait a minute.
Have you got an idea? I hope it's a good one.
Look, why don't I have these guys take our furniture out, put the Claytons in... Then they can take our stuff downtown to the warehouse where we were going to store it anyway. Well, what do you think?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Of course, I'll have to, slip them something.
Slip them? You'll have to pay through the nose, probably. They know we're in a spot.
Yeah. I know. Well, shall I ask them?
Well, you think they're allowed to do that?
Allowed? Listen, when they hear the sound of my folding money, they'll...
Yes, I suppose. Oh, dear. Well, go ask him and see what happens.
Mac, better put that refrigerator in there first.
Pretty smart idea of mine, huh?
Oh, yes. Please be careful with those chairs, will you?
Now, look, as soon as they get our stuff in the van, they'll get the rest of the Clayton's furniture in the house. Then they'll take ours down to the Northwest Warehouse.
Yeah, I know. Just a minute. Would you please be careful with that table? It's the only real antique I've... Oh, wait. Would you speak to your men, please?
What?
That's an antique table, and they're piling things on it, will you?
Okay. Watch it, boys.
Well...
Look, I don't mean to be rude, lady, but taking your stuff down to the warehouse means extra work and extra time. If you wouldn't stand right in the doorway...
Yeah, Don, he's right. Now, come. The men know their business, dear. I mean, they'll be careful. They won't break anything.
And it don't matter if we do. We're insured.
Insured? I don't care about your being insured. I don't want my antique table and those
care? It's ruined.
Well, you know women got to have something to worry about.
Oh, yeah. The trouble with women is they got no faith in men. They never think we guys can handle a situation. Right?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
you're just like my wife. Now, you stop bragging your husband. He knows what he's doing. Right, pal?
Yeah.
Okay, Mac. Joe, better get that stove over next. Come on.
I don't like him at all.
Oh, he's a character.
How much money did you give him?
Half of what it would have cost him.
Oh.
Yeah, look, these guys are doing it on their own and picking up a little extra cash.
Mm.
Now then, since you'll need the car today, you drive me to the office. We'll stop at the warehouse on the way and explain that these guys are bringing down our furniture, okay?
All right, I'll leave the baby at Elmer. She said I could. Do you think you ought to call the warehouse now and tell them how you've arranged things, dear?
Why?
So that they are very well.
Honey, as that guy said, have a little faith, will you? Now just leave everything to me.
You've been in the warehouse 20 minutes. What are you doing?
The warehouse won't take the furniture.
Won't take the... What do you mean?
They won't take the furniture because this van is from out of town, and they won't let these guys unload the furniture, and the truckman here won't unload it because the stuff was picked up locally.
Well, what are you talking about at all?
I know, but local union rules.
But that is just nonsense.
Look, nonsense or not, it's union regulations. Nothing we can do about it.
Well, I'll bet it's a bunch of men who made up those rules. You wouldn't find women being so silly. Now, for goodness sake, just ask the warehouse man nicely, dear. Tell him what a spot we're in.
Ask him nicely. Are you kidding? He can't do anything about it. I tell you, it's a union regulation.
Well, what are we going to do?
Yeah, that's what I like to know, pal. I got all your furniture on my van, and I got to head back to Cincinnati.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't take our furniture to Cincinnati.
I got to get going, lady. I got my order. Better tell me where you want this stuff unloaded.
Oh, golly, I don't
know. The best suggestion I got is that we take this load back to your place.
Well, we can't do that. What if the Claytons themselves arrive today instead of tomorrow? Our furniture will be mixed up with theirs.
Well, we'll just have to explain it to them, that's all.
Well, another idea. Well, why don't we put everything in the garage?
All right. All right, fine. Go on, start back to the house. Go ahead.
Okay, Mac. Back to the house we came from.
And what do we do? Set up the beds in the garage tonight?
Yeah, if there's room, or else we can put army cots up in the house if the Claytons don't show up. All right. I'm sorry. Go on, say it. We men certainly know how to do things.
I won't say it, dear. You've got enough troubles, I guess.
I ask you, why is it? No matter how carefully you arrange things...
I know, dear.
No matter
how you plan... Please be careful with my antique ladle now.
Tuesday isn't everything in life. The way you handle it, however, can make a big difference in your way of life. Day by day, more and more CBS radio listeners are turning to our business news for practical information on price trends and market conditions that'll help them get more for their money. So play it smart. Join us on CBS radio throughout the week as most of these same stations present the business news reported by CBS News experts. Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Dorothy Duckworth and Frank Sutton, and is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.